sisters who have gathered here on this very auspicious occasion of the Vesak celebration, I would like to extend my very warm greetings and best wishes to all of you. Originally, that I was actually to come to the Singapore to celebrate Vesak celebrations with you, but then due to this COVID-19 viruses that I could not come. But in any case, that I through the video, that I would like to welcome you all and wish you all the best of everything. Vesak is a very important day and very auspicious day for all the Buddhists, because it is the great Lord Buddha who was born and also attained the enlightenment, also enter the Mahaparinirvana. So all the holy three holy activities all happening on the same day. So on such a holy day, that it is very important for us to remember the Buddha. What is the Buddha? Buddha means the one who is fully enlightened, eliminated all the forms of obscurations, never relapsing, and also to attain the full wisdom, ultimate wisdom, and who possessed. So Buddha's qualities, there's no limits. For example, the birds fly in the sky, and then afterwards they return, not because there's no space to fly, but due to the exhaustion of their own strength. Similarly, nobody can describe all the Buddha's qualities fully, not because there's no qualities to describe, but due to the one's own strength, one's own exhaustion, that we could not describe. Otherwise, Buddha's qualities, even you describe for eons, there's no end. Buddha's qualities are such a great that, but if we combine them, all the Buddha's qualities, all combining them together, then it is the three: the wisdom, compassion, and power. So Buddha has the wisdom, the ultimate wisdom, wisdom that realized the ultimate truth and also a relative truth, that each and every cause and conditions that Buddha's fully, just like looking in your own palm, that he sees the everything. And Buddha has the compassion, just as like every mother loves their child, especially those mothers that who have only one child. They have a very special love for their child. So likewise, the Buddha also has the love for every living beings without any exception, that he has as their only child. And not only that, but Buddha has wisdom and compassion, but also has the power. The Buddha has the full power, that everything that we wish that Buddha can bestow. So therefore, the Buddha's qualities are we include into these three parts. So we must remember them and make offerings, circumambulations, prostrations, recitations of praises, mantras, etc. But the most important thing, is that we must, when we practice Dharma, we can practice Dharma three ways: physically, verbally, and mentally. Physically, like doing prostrations, circumambulations, etc. And verbally, reciting the prayers, mantras, etc. But mentally, the most important thing is the mentally. And mentally, how can we make the Vesak celebration most meritorious? Is that we must generate loving kindness and compassion to all sentient beings. What is the loving kindness? The loving kindness means just like every mother loves their child. Every mother wishes their child physically healthy, mentally happy, and also with the cause of happiness, so that the one will enjoy happiness continuously. So similarly, that we want every living beings, irrespective of whether it's a human being or non-human being, ones that you are close to you, ones that are not close to you, ones that you like you, or your friends, your enemies, everybody, without any exception, everybody, that we want everybody to be happy and to be with the cause of happiness. And so that no matter how much offerings that you make to the Buddha, but if you practice one moment of loving kindness, it is much more meritorious. So on such occasion, that it is very important to generate loving kindness to all sentient beings, even for a single moment. It is a great merit. And then secondly, we must, when we generate loving kindness, and when we look at the world, there's no happiness. As long as we are caught in the samsara, we are suffering. Whether it is in the lower realms or higher realms, lower realms have immense, tremendous sufferings, but higher realms also, when we not carefully examine, there seems like a mixture of happiness and suffering. But in reality, there's no real happiness, it is a suffering. So we must generate the compassion. Compassion means focusing on a sentient being who is suffering physically or mentally, and we wish that sentient being to be free from suffering. Is called the compassion. And so for that, we must generate compassion to all sentient beings, just as from your own experience, when we suffer physically or mentally, how difficult it is, and how eager, to eliminate the suffering. So likewise, every sentient being also has the same feeling, and so therefore we must generate compassion to all sentient beings to be free from the suffering and the cause of suffering. Because if you are free from the suffering, that if the cause of the suffering is there, then again it will suffer. So we don't want to be free today, but tomorrow to suffer. We want every sentient being to be completely free from the suffering and the cause of suffering. So that is called compassion. So the loving kindness and compassion are the two most important things as a base for rising the bodhicitta, or the enlightenment mind. So when you have the genuine loving kindness and compassion, then the bodhicitta, the enlightenment mind will rise, because we can't help at the moment as a we ordinary person. Even you have the feeling, you have the feeling of the compassion, you have the feeling of the loving kindness, but we cannot help. We are like a crippled mother. Crippled mother's child is drowning in the water, but she has desperately seeking help, but she could not help being a crippled. Likewise, that we are also, we have the feeling, but we cannot help. We are, because we are ordinary person, and we don't have the ability. We don't have the abilities. So the thing is to attain the enlightenment in order to save all sentient beings from the suffering of samsara. And so we must attain the enlightenment. We wish to attain the enlightenment to help all sentient beings. And that is called the bodhicitta, or the enlightenment mind. And that is the greatest virtue that one can ever have. And even just for a single moment, if you could think of the bodhicitta, one could earn an enormous amount of merits. So on this very special occasion of the Vesak day, that we must try to generate bodhicitta to all sentient beings, to save, in order to save all sentient beings from the suffering of samsara and so on. So to that is the most important thing. And then at the same time, to the birds to fly in the sky, you need the both wings, right wing and left wing. Just right wing alone cannot fly. So on this loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta are very important. But those alone, you cannot attain the enlightenment, because you need the wisdom. Because the root of the samsara is self-clinging. Because without any kind of logical reasons, that we have a very strong habitual tendency to cling as a self. And due to this, that we are caught in the samsara. So in order to cut the root of the samsara, you need to need the wisdom that goes directly as an antidote for the self-clinging. So that we need the wisdom. Wisdom to eliminate the self-clinging. And so that wisdom, what is that wisdom? That wisdom is the ultimate wisdom that sees the ultimate truth. And so that wisdom, and also one side you have the method, the loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. Another side, the shunyata, the absolute bodhicitta, is also called absolute bodhicitta. So the truth, the method, and wisdom, two together, then just like the birds can fly in the sky with the two wings, so with the method and wisdom two together, then you can fly. So similarly, with the method and wisdom two together, that we can attend enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. So even though when we celebrate the Vesak days, we make offerings, we do prostrations, we do circumambulations, we recite prayers, we do rituals, we recite mantras, and all kinds of things. These are all of them are very important. All of them can earn a tremendous amount of merits. But among them, most important thing is to practice the bodhicitta, relative bodhicitta, and absolute bodhicitta. Relative bodhicitta means to sincere wish to attain the full enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. And absolute bodhicitta means the wisdom that realizes the ultimate truth. So with these two together, then you can attain the enlightenment. So try to practice these two as much as possible on this day, and then you can earn an enormous amount of merit, and then also, especially I would like to emphasize on this day, then when the whole world is going through a great suffering with these coronaviruses, that many people already passed, and many people are suffering, and many people have a great mental worries and so on. So on this very turbulent world that we are going through, so on this day, that if we could practice loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta, and shunyata, the emptiness view, if we could practice even for a single moment, it is a great merit and great benefit to all sentient beings. And I would also love to pray for all of you to have a good health and success in your ordinary life, and especially a great success in your spiritual path. May the blessings of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha be with you now and always. Thank you.